In the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today's Mass of the Holy Cross tells us how every single human being, rich or poor, healthy or sick, man or woman, has to submit to bear his burden in life and follow the narrow path which our Lord told us to follow. Your state of life does not matter. You need to do right and oppose what is evil. Today I'll tell you about two Christian women, one who made bad choices and was punished, and one who made good choices and was rewarded. The first one who did bad was a queen named Brunhilda. She ruled the tribes of the Visigoths in northern Europe in the 7th century, and she became notorious for her cruelty and avarice. Brunhilda was raised as in a heretic Arian family, but when she married a king of Austrasia, she converted to the true faith. But a rival king murdered her husband, and Brunhilda became the queen, or queen mother to be exact. She saw first her son, then her grandson, and finally her great-grandson, all in their turn to rule the Visigoths. Even though she was a Catholic, she became notorious for her cruelty and immorality. And then Saint Desiderius, who was the Bishop of Vienne and whose feast is today in Europe, reproved Queen Brunhilda for these grave sins. She, of course, was very angry, and the final straw was when she was once attending with her son to Mass. There, Saint Desiderius made a fiery sermon about chastity, chiefly using the words of Saint Paul. This was simply too much for her, and when the bishop was returning home after the Mass, three assassins, acting under her and her son's orders, attacked him and murdered him. This bishop, whom she had killed, had the glorious end for his life and was raised to the altars of the Church. But the end of Queen Brunhilda was as cruel as her life. Two rivaling kingdoms joined their armies against her and captured her. She was tied to the feet of wild horses and torn apart limb from limb. Finally, she died, and her body was burnt. What a terrible end to a queen who had once converted from error to the true faith, but who met a miserable end, all because she locked what was good for her and not what God wanted her to do. So today we have the feast of this heroic bishop and martyr, Saint Desiderius, who was put into death by an evil queen. And our second woman saint, whose feast also is today, was a slave girl who was a saint named Saint Julia. She was living a good and steady life in Catholic Carthage in 5th century. But then an Arian heretical general named Genseric attacked and conquered Carthage. Saint Julia was sold for a slave to Syria and had to live under very harsh circumstances. But like a true Christian serving the crucified Lord, Saint Julia always maintained her cheerfulness and patience. All the time she was not employed in her master's service, she devoted to prayer and reading pious books. Even under hard work as a slave, she fasted very rigorously every day except Sunday. One time Saint Julia was accompanying her master to a business trip to France. It happened to be a great pagan festival, and the master went on shore to join the pagans in the feast, which consisted all sorts of idolatry, like sacrifice of a bull. Saint Julia, however, was determined not to be defiled by pagan feasts, so she kept as far distance as she could away from that feast, which she had nothing but contempt. The local pagan governor was curious and asked her master who was that girl who acted so disrespectfully to their gods. And the master informed that her name was Julia, and she was one of those Christians who refuse to sacrifice to gods. The governor then determined to break her will and force to make sacrifice, even offering to obtain her freedom from slavery if she would compel. But the saint made the answer that she was as free as she desired to be, as long as she was allowed to serve Jesus Christ. And whatever should happen, she would never purchase her liberty by so abominable a crime as idolatry. In rage, the governor struck Saint Julia on the face and had her hair torn off, and lastly hanged her on a cross till she died. Certain pious monks later buried her body, and she became venerated as a martyr. Dear children, as we have seen in our religion class, if you do wrong, you will be punished, and if you do good, you will be rewarded. Saint Julia, whether free or a slave, whether in prosperity or in adversity, was equally fervent and devout servant of her Lord and Master Jesus. Queen Brunhilda, on the other hand, put her own convenience before the commandments of God. God, by an admirable chain of events, raised Saint Julia by her fidelity to the honor of the saints and to the dignity of a virgin and martyr, while Queen Brunhilda met a sad, miserable end. So, dear children, make sure in your lives that no matter how hard or austere your life may end up being, you always stay true to the cross of our Savior. You will never be abandoned by Him as long as you cling to His cross, and you also will be rewarded more abundantly than any earthly king or queen could ever reward you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.